listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to another great edition of Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. This is our last broadcast of 2018, and we're excited you're tuning in here every Saturday. Piercing Darkness is brought to you by Power of Angel Ministry and the man of God, the host, Apostle Ronald Solly, who will be joining us in a few minutes here. I want to give you some updates about the ministry, some updated news. Number one, I want to thank you. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas time with your friends, your family, number one, and with Jesus. He's the reason for the season, the reason we celebrate, and I want to encourage you. This Sunday night, December the 30th, we're going to have our last revival service of the year before we get ready for next year at the DAF campus in Delray Beach. It's at 7:30 p.m. this Sunday night in Delray Beach at the DAF campus, 400 South Swinton Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida. And then Monday, December 31st, we have the Holy Ghost New Year prophetic crossover service as we cross over from 2018 to 2019. We're going to celebrate all the things God did in 2018, and we're going to count it down, and we're going to dance for Jesus and celebrate 2019 as we prepare for all the many blessings and all just the things God has for us, all the souls and all the great things God's going to do, all the souls are going to be saved, and all the wonderful things that God's going to do for your life and for the ministry and for all of us as we prepare for a great 2019. So I want to encourage you, if you don't have a place to go worship God, or you're in town, or maybe you know what, I want to go to a prophetic service, and I'd rather be in the house of God than anywhere else. It's the best place to be, is in the house of the Lord, worshiping King Jesus. So December 31st, this Monday, it's going to be at 8 p.m. 8 p.m., we're going to go until we cross over to the New Year, so you're welcome to come. If you get there 8, 9 o'clock, that's totally fine. It's going to be at 400 South Swinton Avenue in Delray Beach at the DF campus, a beautiful church there, big white church building right there on the corner of Northwest 4th Street and South Swinton. So if you're coming from Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie area, Jensen Beach, Jupiter area, Vero Beach, you take I-95 South. You're going to go all the way past West Palm Beach. You're going to get off Atlantic Avenue, and that's one exit past Woolbright. Get off Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach, take a left, you're going to be going west, like you're going to the ocean, and you're going to go right before you get to downtown Delray at South Swinton Avenue right there. You're going to take a right and go 1 mile down, and it's on this right-hand side. You can't miss it. So I'll go to the website for more information for if you need the address, or you just want to chat with us, or you want to send an email, or you want to call us, all the information there. 561-337-901. Again, that phone number is 561-337-901. That is the number to call. You can also go to the website powerevangelism.net to go to the events page, and all the information is there. Or you can go to Facebook, Apostle Ronald Solly, our Power Evangelism, and also Instagram is Harvesting Souls, Apostle Ronald Solly. And then also on Twitter, you can type in Apostle Ronald Solly or JC's Holy, and also on Periscope, you can follow him as well. So I want to encourage you to follow us on social media and contact us. And also one more great announcement. I know many of you support the radio station. God bless you for that. But if you want to support this radio program, Power of Angels Ministries, it's a worldwide ministry. We travel all over the United States doing crusades and wherever the Lord opens doors for us and doing different mission trips. Haiti a few years ago, after the earthquake and all different places, and we have healthy orphanages in Africa and different things like that. And we do crusades around there as well in different parts of Europe and everywhere God opens doors. And we're on TV and radio. So if you want to give an end-of-the-year tax-deductible gift, we are a nonprofit 501c in the state of Florida and the federal nonprofit. You can go on our website and just click on donation, and whatever God places on your heart, just be. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver, and be generous. And whatever you sow, you will reap. As a man soweth, he will reap. And you can never outgive God. And I tell you, blessings come when you give to God and you give with a pure heart, and God will surely bless you. I promise you that. So go to our website and just pray about it. Number one, submit your prayer request. We want to pray for all of your needs. So if you can't make it, go to our website and submit your prayer request. The man of God's going to pray for all of your needs as we get ready to cross over the new year. And they get to all those in email, and you can go submit those. Any page of the prayer request page on the bottom of all the pages, you submit your prayer request. And if God leads you and you would like to donate, if you've been blessed by the show, maybe this is the first time you're listening, or maybe you listen many, many Saturdays in a row, please consider donating during the end of the year and donating, because you help us continue to be on air and also reach souls for Jesus and all the outreach programs that we do to reach souls for Jesus. So powerevangelism.net, you can go donate on the donation page, submit your prayer request, or you can call us and you can do it over the phone, whatever is comfortable for you. Or if you'd like to mail it, so you know what, I want to write my prayer request, and the person likes to write a letter. We love reading letters and prayer requests and love reading testimonies, and you can submit your donation as well. Power Evangelism Ministries, P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida. Again, that's Power Evangelism Ministries, P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, 33422, and all that's on our website as well. We're going to go back to the studio here. Apostle is going to be coming live. Thank you again for listening all year long. We're excited. It's the last show of 2018. We're 2019. And you're going to hear a great on-time word. Be encouraged and back to the studio live with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solid. Thank you for tuning in. Keep that dial right there on 89.9 FM. Enjoy the rest of this podcast with the man of God. God bless you.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Holy Ghost New Year's Prophetic Crossover Night, December the 31st, with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Don't let no devil lie to you that God cannot heal. That devil is a liar. By his stripes, we were healed.
It's free mission and free parking. Come hear an on-time word as we cross over and celebrate all things God did in 2018.
I want to see transformation coming upon the people of God. That giant that has been trying to torment your children, torment your finances, torment your family, is going to be put to flight.
For more information, call 561-337-9018. Or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss this awesome service in Delray Beach, December the 31st or the 31st, New Year's Eve, as we cross over to the new year.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I bless the Lord, and his praise will continue within my heart. We're here to bless the Lord, to trust him, to lead us into the new year that's coming up. 2 days from now, it's right here. God is moving, and he's blessing us. He's causing things to shift to the direction of breakthrough. The favor of God is upon us. We've seen his grace and mercy this year. Mighty miracles that the Lord done through this ministry. A lot of lives have been changed and transformed. Key moments, testimonies, and praise reports of the things that the Lord has done that are amazing. That all the glory belongs to Jesus, because it's not a work of a man. It brings joy to my heart when I see people touched and blessed and delivered. Call 561-337-9018 if you have a prayer request. And our prayer team will be ready to take it on. And we're going to stand with you in prayer. You can also go to our website, www.prayervolume.net. You can also like us on Facebook and also follow us on Twitter and Periscope. Just type in Apostle Ronald Solly and you'll be able to find it. We're going to hear a testimony and we're going to give God glory for what the Lord did for this young woman.
With a heart pain. I was scared to tell my mom. I was afraid to go to the doctors. But yesterday, the power of God touched me. I am healed. No more heart pains. No more heartaches. No more sharp pains in my heart. Jesus healed me. Jesus healed me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And this morning, I woke up. I didn't even feel heavy. I didn't The Lord removed pounds off my stomach. The Lord removed pounds off my stomach. He healed me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord healed me. The Lord healed me. Heal me. I don't have to spend millions and thousands of dollars on hospital bills anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you interpret what she was saying?
Okay, yes,
for that powerful testimony. To God be the glory for that powerful testimony. The Lord healed her and set her free from that tormenting, stressful, unnecessary weight that she had. God took it out, and we give God glory because Jesus is a miracle working God and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We hear another testimony. Give God glory for this praise report. 561-337-9018.
We ought to celebrate when we hear what God has done.
I want to give God praise because I didn't have no money in my account. And then something told me to check it today.
The Holy Ghost told you to check it today. Go ahead.
The Holy Ghost told me to check it. And when I did, there's a supernatural deposit.
Now, hold on. I know you speak Creole. I don't know whether your Creole is from Haiti, or is it from Bahamian, or is it from Jamaica?
God glory for that powerful testimony. It's an amazing praise report. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. The lines are open. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God.
A couple of Wednesdays ago, I supposed to ask God whatever you want, and I had a midterm that was due the next day. And I didn't study at all for it, and I knew I was going to fail it. So I asked God to help me out. And I passed it with all A's, all my classes, all A's.
Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear what she said?
Let's go to this idea.
Okay, before she finishes, tell them that supernatural wisdom was imparted in her.
Connaissance supernaturelle était dans lui.
Now go ahead.
Quand elle passait tout examen.
My GPA went up, my grades went up. There was all A's. All my classes, I thought I was going to fail some of them, at least C or D, but all of them are A's. I was like, wow.
Somebody say, to God be the glory.
Gloire c'est pour mon Dieu.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise for those powerful testimonies. The prayer line is open for you. 561-337-908. Jesus answers prayer. We're going to hear another testimony. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Respond to your cry. It is a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. What are you suffering from?
2 months ago, he had surgery in both his eyes, and ever since then, the pain is still remaining.
What's your name?
Clodomi.
Yeah. Clodomi.
Father said, Clodomine, free from this curse
de malédiction
of infirmity.
Infirmité.
I rebuke the pain in his eye.
Yeux.
The surgery did not fix the problem.
Opération pas de résoudre problème.
But Jesus fixes it
Mais
now.
Jésus a résoudre ça konya.
Anointed in the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus, guéri.
No! The pain leave your eyes.
Douleur quitte tes yeux.
What did the doctor say about the eyes before they decided? Talk to him. Come.
What's going on here? She has a lot of blurriness in the eyes, and she's believing God to heal her.
Stretch your hands. What's your name again? Scott. Let's believe God for your healing. Close your eyes. So how many years have you been having this problem?
I had surgery 2009.
Eyes.
But just recently, about a year now, it started getting.
Close eyes. pray for your vocals to be restored. I rebuke dysfunction. The doctors who messed up your vocals may be surprised as God begins to restore your voice. You're going to be surprised. One day you're going to be in the bathroom and you're going to begin to sing loud and high. And you're going to wonder where this voice come from. The angel of God is going to come upon your vocals. And you're going to begin to sing in a way you never sang before. I decree restoration upon you. You shall live and not die. May God restore your eyes.
We give God praise for his glory and power that is moving in these meetings. Those are highlights from our special events we had this year. And God did many incredible things for his glory. It's been a great year, a great rodeo. Jesus is continuing to do mighty things. And I want to encourage you to write down things you believe in God to do for 2019. And just email us so we can stand with you in prayer. You can email us. You can go to our website and submit your prayer request. And just let's believe God for your life to get better. Because you don't want to let go hope in God or trust in God or dependence in God. In these last days, there's a shift and God is doing incredible things for his glory. 561-337-9018 is the number to call. We're here standing in faith and believing God to do incredible things for his glory. Nothing is impossible with him when you believe. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All these testimonies and praise reports we hear are proof that the power of God is still Jesus, and God is still strengthening us for greater measure of blessings and breakthrough. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. We hear another incredible praise report.
Hallelujah! God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
Seu ombro.
How long has the pain been there?
Quanto tempo você tem essa dor?
Mais de 2 anos.
More than 2 years.
Now, put your hand on my shoulder, right here.
Ombro dele. No nome de Jesus, você fala. O meu ombro está livre. Eu acredito e eu recebo. In Jesus' name, in nome de Jesus.
Now watch this. Lord, I release.
Senhor, libero.
Life.
Vida.
In her shoulder.
No ombro dela.
All the pain.
Toda dor.
Is gone.
Vai embora.
In Jesus' name.
Em nome de Jesus.
Watch this. What? Your Spanish is from where?
I'm Brazilian. I speak Portuguese.
You speak Portuguese? That's amazing. I prophesy on Brazil. You're a point of contact. In the name of Jesus. God has anointed you. You're a dancer. You're also a prophet. You're going to prophesy.
Yes.
Olha pela dor. Procura. Não tem mais.
Tell a come in Portuguese.
Não tem mais.
Não tem mais. Thank God.
We give God praise for this powerful praise report. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is my great year, and we give God praise for all those praise reports and things that the Lord has been doing in people's life. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Many lives have been changed, and it's not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit, witnessing the glory and the power of God in our crusades and these special events. It's incredible to see God moving in such a tremendous way. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does wonders for His glory, and He does it all for His glory. So when you trust Him, you will be blessed. Just have to trust Him. That's all you gotta do. Put your trust in Jehovah God, and you'll see Him fix what has been bothering you all this time. Because He's God Almighty, and there's nothing impossible with Him. But you got to believe Him, and He will do it for His glory. We're excited about what the Lord is bathing and preparing to do in 2019. There's no need for you to complain, but to trust God. I want to invite you to our crossover night. It's going to be very powerful. It's going to be the 31st of December at the DF campus in Dera Beach. It's easy to find. Service begins at 8 p.m. It's going to be a wonderful time to worship God and hear powerful word, revelation, prophetic word to cross us into 2019. It's a spiritual window and opportunity for you to prophetically decree and declare yourself into the new year. And march from one level of life to the next level of life. And the uniqueness of it is about being in God's presence and doing the right thing. So we are trusting God that all will go well, because God is with us to bring past what He has promised. And He's going to do it for His glory, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible when you believe. I bless the Lord, and I'm excited to be here. So the address is 400 South Swindon Avenue in Dera Beach. It's going to be a wonderful time. Call 561-337-9018, and you'll be able to get information about it. Or go to our website, powerevangelism.net. This is Piercing Darkness. You're coming to live. I'll be back after this message.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Holy Ghost New Year's Prophetic Crossover Night, December the 31st, with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Don't let no devil lie to you that God cannot heal. That devil is a liar. By His stripes, we were healed.
It's free admission and free parking. Come hear an on-time word as we cross over and celebrate all things God did in 2018.
I want to see transformation coming upon the people of God. That giant that has been trying to torment your children, torment your finances, torment your family, is going to be put to flight.
For more information, call 561-337-9018. Or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss this awesome service in Delray Beach, December the 31st or the 31st, New Year's Eve, as we cross over to the new year.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I look forward to see you there. I'm excited about this special event, and I'm believing God that the incredible is going to take place. To the glory of God, nothing is impossible with our God. All things are possible. All you have to do is to believe. So we're excited about this event, and our youth and young adults and kids are going to have a presentation that is prophetic to usher into the new year, and then also our amazing worship, and also several other things that take place, prayer, prophetic declarations, the worship, and being together as a body of Christ and crossing into the new year, worshiping the Lord. It's amazing. The atmosphere is set for God to move. You know, it's going to be, it's like a test of heaven, because, you know, in heaven it's going to be nonstop. And we give God praise for what he's doing. So, 561-337-9018. Can you imagine how years roll fast? We just tapped into 18. Now we're about to enter 19. That's why you don't have time to live in offense, grief, bondage, doubt. You don't have time for stuff like that. All the time you have to do right now is to invest it in the presence of God and trusting him to guide you by his spirit to where he wants you to be, because the Lord is a good God and he purposes to do incredible things for his amazing glory. But you have to be available and spending time in his presence. And I got a powerful message I'm going to share this afternoon that's going to really bless you. I want you not to touch the dial, but go ahead and invite friends, family to join us on this live broadcast and share this broadcast and let them come in and connect with us, because we want to go deeper in God's presence. And the word that I'm going to share this afternoon is going to really bless you. And all those testimonies we had, the glory belongs to Jesus. Nothing is impossible when you believe. All you have to do is to believe, and you will receive. I'll be back after this message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give God praise, for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Nothing is impossible with our Jehovah God. He answers prayer and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. 2019 is right here. It's a great year. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be an amazing year. God's going to do incredible things for his glory. He's going to bless us. He's going to do powerful things for his glory, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with him. Trust him and lean not on your understanding, but all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path, because he's on the throne to rule in wisdom and power, as we celebrate his goodness, as we celebrate his mercy. Don't be deceived. Don't be intimidated by the enemy. Stay focused on the Lord, because God is in control. And what you think is difficult, he got it, because he can fix it. He can fix it by his supernatural power. So all you're going through, God has it. He has it all figured out, because he's God. And he has a plan for you. And you have to trust him. 561-337-9018. So call the prayer line, and we want to stand with you in prayer. Our prayer counselors and our prayer warriors are ready to take it on, to stand with you in prayer. Don't go through the thing alone. God wants to deliver you. God wants to help you. So he is on the throne, and He rules forever. You don't need to be depressed. You don't need to worry. Just trust God and He'll do it for you. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And He's the same forever. We give God praise. Thank you for joining us on this Piercing Darkness Show live broadcast. Our website is www.pyrevangelism.net, and that's where you can be able to go and connect with us and receive wisdom, because wisdom is very important in your journey to destiny. Thank you for joining me live here on Piercing Darkness Show, and I'm excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. Get a hold of your Bibles, and I'll be back shortly. Hallelujah. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Now, this is a very powerful scripture, because we see as we enter the new year, I mean, you think, you thank God that you are alive today. And even though there's a government shutdown, it's not going to stop God from moving, because the shutdown is man disagreeing and having complications within their political point of view and the way they operate. So, but we're going to see what the scripture says here, and we can be able to activate that scripture to work in the right direction within our lives. It says in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. I'm going to give you time to get there. By the way, you can call us on 561-337-9018 for prayer or information about upcoming events. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with Him. So Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, get ready, pull up your scripture and get ready. We're about to go there. We're going to really connect and stay tuned with what the Spirit of God is doing. It's amazing. It's super amazing. It's super amazing. 561-337-9018. That's the prayer line to call. Our God is a miracle working God. I'll give you a second to get your Bible. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Now, as you enter this time of preparation to cross into the new year, you hear what God has said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, He says, he saith it because he thinks. God has a mind. He's a planner. He thinks. He plans. He executes. He authors peace. God is not an author of confusion. He's an author of peace. So he's a planner. He's an executor. What I mean, he carries out his assignment. He's a fulfiller of promises. So it's important for you to understand when that God is positioning you in a place of responsibility, a position of function. For I know the thoughts. So God's thoughts manifest through planning, strategic positioning, and then also influence. So in his plan, in his thinking towards you, it's positive, not negative. So the Lord thinks positive things about you as his child. You know, that's why Joshua said, choose ye this day we shall serve, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. He set a distinction that him and his house will serve the Lord, because God is a planner. So if he gives you children, he wants you to influence them that way. Once they grow up, they can influence others, because God sees things thousands of years. So he's not lagging behind. God is not old school like some, you know, millennials may want to portray him and say, well, that's old school. No, God is not old school. God is more advanced than any millennial generation you can ever imagine. And today we cannot put God out and neglect him. We cannot neglect God. He has to be involved in our daily life. Technology cannot, it's not technology without the Lord. Science is confusion without the Lord. Anything that God created, wisdom to worship him, intelligence, knowledge, beauty, anything that is out there. So once the Lord is taken out, it becomes an Ichabod. The glory of God is departed. It ain't worth it. It ends up ruining people. Look at the oil in Nigeria. Look at the oil in the Middle East. Those nations never stop fighting because greed has gripped them, and they're focused on how they can be able to maneuver and make it. Who's going to keep the biggest cut? And you have battles raging on in Syria. You have battles raging on in other places in the Middle East. In Libya, for example, you got terrorists. You got things happening because these things are created to worship God. Minerals. You know, at the end of the day, God has a plan. If you're in Christ, if you're born again, if you're a believer, the plan of God is that you will be his child. And because you're a child of God, you've responded to his planning. That's the initial step. So it's not just enough for you to walk on the altar when the preacher preaches, attaching someone and make commitment to Christ. You have to take it to the next level and begin to live that life that is pleasing unto God. And that means you step out of doubt, you step out of unbelief, and step into faith and commitment. And once you enter that realm, you begin to walk in his path. You begin to walk in his blessing. You begin to walk in his integrity. You begin to walk in his counsel. So God wants you in his plan. And as his child, you have to develop that tenacious faith and walk. You see, in the wild, the lions, the cheetahs, the tigers, they teach their little ones how to hunt, how to find food. Even eagles do the same thing. You take them to the training period. So when you are in Christ, you go through the process where you're to pursue God. Once you first give your life to Jesus, everything is right there. It's like milk to you. You know, it's like an easy access. Your passion is there. Your zeal is there. Your knowledge is being bombarded with the word. You want to be in the word all the time. So which is the fast level. But as things go on, now you have to fight to read the word. You have to fight to pray. You have to fight to worship. You have to fight to get into the word. So it becomes a constant. I don't use the word strain, but you have to battle to do anything for God. It's like it's not the way it works when you just give your life to Jesus, because now the enemy is trying to resist you. But then your hunger and your pursuit for God and maturity is developed through the challenging time. And then once you pass that level, you enter another level where now it's part of you. You don't have to struggle, but you have accepted that this is my, shall be my way of living and wrong. And that opens you up to greater maturity and responsibility. But God wants to rule through influence, through favor, through blessing, deliverance, and prosperity. That's how he's going to rule. That's why he said in his word, occupy till I come. So to occupy till I come is giving you the responsibility and the role to play. So there are things, that assignments you have to do on your own, pertaining to things that have to do with your life. The things you're supposed to do in setting an example and having a role to play. So there goes the responsibility of every believer to step into the place of responsibility, to access the governing realm where you can govern, you can rule with Christ and function. God wants to make you a blessing. God wants to make you a leader, a role player. He wants to give you that access point to make a difference in somebody's life. For I know the thoughts that I think was, he said, the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give an expected end. You know, I was seeking the Lord, and one of the things that I began to really perceive in my heart is why it's important for you to spend time with God in prayer, worship, meditation. Because it's not how much ground you take, it's how you're going to maintain that ground you have gained in prosperity, spiritual growth, adapting to the new level of responsibility. How long will the breakthrough last is going to be determined by how much time you spend with the Lord in prayer, worship, and looking at things from his perspective, which is meditation. So to meditate on God's word is not just decreeing it and declaring it, but it's also to allow the word of God to give you the point of view that God will use in approaching situations in life that could mean challenge. So how does God look at this thing you're dealing with? How does God see it? So from that perspective, then the Lord speaks. So he guides you by his word. But you see, in this life, while you're alive, you have a potential to influence people, to impact people as a leader, as a role player. But with the wisdom of God, you can be able to adapt to what the Lord is pathing in you to seeking to do in your life, to direct you, and also to instruct you. So through you, he can be able to build, you know, is to develop, to direct, to bring forth a new awareness, adaption, perception, greatness. So your life is to be exposed to blessings, favor, but also challenges that you face, the battle. You see, he said in his word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. For some reason, a lot of people have been hurt and forsaken, wounded. It becomes very difficult for you to really trust God fully with all your heart. But if you look at the scripture in Exodus chapter 33, now we understand very well that Moses had a battle, and this battle he was facing was a very intense battle. It involved responsibility. In verse 11 it says, and the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see thou saith unto me, bring up these people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I'll give thee rest. So he says, my presence will go with thee. What you see here is the power that is in the presence of God accompanying Moses wherever he went, the assurance that God is with him. Before he took on this responsibility, he sought God. He wanted to be, he needed that presence, that backup, that assurance. Today, most people, they want to do things on their own, in their own strength. It's just the way the independentism mindset and also pride. Because see, when you're in pride, you don't want to invoke God and involve him in the things that have to do with your life. But you have to think about it. Pride goes before a fall. How many of these things you seek to do in your strength or understanding fall short? Or you end up being miserable after you started on it, before you even started on it? Was it worth taking that route? But once you get God involved, he'll navigate you and he'll guide you. So with the kind of temptation and challenges that are upcoming, even with the Bible talks about the deception increasing and people falling away, you need to stay closer to God. That's how you got to maintain spiritual ground, because there's too much manipulation, deception out there. False doctrines, doctrines of demons, teachings, false teachings, things that are happening out there that are misleading people. You have to stay closer to God. And my presence, he said, my presence shall go with you and I'll give you the rest. God wants you to be at rest, not to stress. God wants you to be at peace. So, to have good health, to enjoy your life, even when you're battling the enemy, you have to be at rest. God fights effectively when we rest and not stress. Stress is not of God. It's not good for you. Stress is a silent killer. It messes up your organs. It messes up the chemicals. It causes chemical imbalance. You know, the enemy wants to stretch you. He wants you to stress. He wants you to distress. We want you to be tormented. And if you look at verse 15 and say it, and if thy prince go not with me, carry us not up hence. So he's assuring God that if your presence doesn't go with us, I ain't doing it. I ain't stepping out. You see, I pastor and I travel, and I know something about ministry and also people. You could easily get into a routine and take things of God lightly and not involve him. You think, well, this I do it, this I do it, because our mind is always trying to be independent and figure things out. But not every time you want to do something a certain way, that's the intention of God. So then when you become so much connived into your thinking and rigid, you begin to manufacture things that don't bring glory to God, but just stalemate. It's a stalemate. There's no growth. There's no advancing, because God is departed, and it's dangerous to be in that situation. That's where religion comes from, because now you stick to a form, but the substance ain't there. That's what religious spirits do. They look at a pattern that you're comfortable with and lock you in there, where you're not pressing in to go farther and farther into God, and until God allows a challenge to come to make you now cry out to him. It's dangerous to get so comfortable into a certain way of thinking and doing things where you're no longer involving God or seeking him. And Moses was not going to do that. He wasn't going to. You see, the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man. That's verse 11. Speaketh unto his friend. He turned again unto the camp, but his servant Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. So look at Joshua. Joshua was gazed and dazed by this. He was so much in love to get to encounter God that even if God didn't speak to him but spoke to Moses, Joshua stayed. He stayed. He never left. He stayed there. and worshipped and hanging there in the atmosphere. He departed not out of the tabernacle, because he would have gotten jealous. Like today's generation, young people, they really have no respect for elders. It's dangerous that nowadays kids are being exposed to this rate of violence on television, and they're being exposed to rebellion. Even when they go to school, they're taught to question everything, and with no respect to those that are grown, that have lived through what they're trying to live through. And Joshua was different. He understood that this was not my time, but I'm going to be here and wait on God and serve and be faithful. And he was so much blessed. And you see that the assignment rolled on him when God called Moses home. That's the significance of being led by the Spirit. Now Moses, before I wrap it up here, demanded. You got to put a demand on the God that I want you, I need you. I need you in this marriage, I need you in this ministry, I need you in this business, I need you in decision making, I need you in the challenges I face. Don't just put on that, how bad do you need it? Become an angry bulldog going after that thing you're wanting. Pursue it. But that's how you pursue God. You have to break out of the comfort zone. And how bad do you want? How bad do you want this intervention? How serious is this to you? How serious is this to you? How much do you need to be free in Jesus' name? So for God to move in your life, he wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. But there has to be a breakthrough. You have to unlock that breakthrough in your life. You have to unlock that breakthrough. You have to unlock that season. You have to unlock that favor of God in your life. You don't lack that breakthrough. It's going to come from you pressing in. It's going to come from you submitting to God, yielding to the Holy Spirit, and stepping into. Demand it. I put a demand on him. I want to hear from you, Lord. Do that. Lord, I want to hear from you. Lord, I want to hear from you. Lord, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your word. I want to hear your counsel. I want to hear your instruction. And God will do it. 2019, demanded. Pressing and demanded. I said, Lord, I want to hear you. I want to know your ways. I want to trust you. I want to step into your purpose. I want to step into your counsel. In Jesus' mighty name. And he'll give you the direction. He'll give you the counsel. He'll give you the blessed instruction and wisdom. Let me give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. Simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again. If you give your life to Jesus, now you're born again. I'll be back after this message. Thank you, Jesus. 561-337-9018.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Holy Ghost New Year's Prophetic Crossover Night, December the 31st, with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Don't let no devil lie to you that God cannot heal. That devil is a liar. By his stripes, we were healed.
It's free admission and free parking. Come hear an on-time word as we cross over and celebrate all things God did in 2018.
I want to see transformation coming upon the people of God. That giant that has been trying to torment your children, torment your finances, torment your family, is going to be put to flight.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss this awesome service in Delray Beach, December the 31st or the 31st, New Year's Eve, as we cross over to the new year.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We give God praise for this moment He has given to us to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank you all for joining me on this Piercing Darkness show. We went into the word preparation for the new year. 2019 is going to be a great year. I just gave you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. And I'm excited about the powerful opportunity that we've received to give our life to Jesus. Now, thank you for joining me on Facebook and Periscope and all of those who are watching the rerun on YouTube and anytime you're watching this broadcast. This is the moment that the scripture talks about in the latter days. And I don't want to go back to the teaching, but I just want to tell you, walk through that door. Walk through that door. Walk through that door. God has opened for you in the spirit. Don't take hurt, offense, stuff like that. Drop it in this year. Don't bring it to the new year. Let the new year be a new start for you. Let the new year be an opportunity for you to see His goodness and His mercy. I want to encourage you to visit our website, www.pyevangelium.net. And also I want to encourage you to, not only that, but submit your prayer on our website. We're going to start with you in prayer. I want to start with you in prayer and faith, believing God to do marvelous things. The devil or stagnancy is crushed. You're going to come out of debt supernaturally, but you have to trust God and get Him involved in your life. And I like what one of the men of God said, that if you spend time with God, you're not going to be bothered by what people do to you. So spend time in God. Let me pray for you. Lord, I thank you for those that are joining me on radio, those that are watching me. Bless them and help them desire to increase intimacy with you and develop intimacy so they can abide in your presence. It's not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. We decree and declare that God will fulfill His mandate and purpose in your children's life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I want to encourage you to watch us, our TV show. It comes on Sundays at 5 o'clock. And also, we are on radio here this time. Every Saturday, you can tune in for live broadcasts. And this time, it's amazing. It's a blessing. What God is doing is super amazing. And we are also excited about this New Year Eve celebration. I want to encourage you to come and join us. It's going to be at the DF campus in Delray Beach, 400 South Student Avenue. Come. Now go to my website, www.pyevangelium.net, to submit your prayer request. I want to stand with you in prayer. Believe God to cross over into the new year with a breakthrough blessing waiting for you there. If you want to support our ministry, go to our website, pyevangelium.net, and you'll be able to know how you can be able to support this ministry as we reach the lost. And you can send your donation on our website. And God bless you. The gospel must be preached to the ends of the world, and then the end shall come. And I also want to encourage you to invite family and friends. I'm going to be in Port St. Lucie for a crusade the coming month, January the third week. Yes, that's what I'm going to be in Port St. Lucie. So it's going to be an amazing time. We give God praise for that. So I'll be back again next week at the same time. 561-337-9008. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Thank you all for joining me on Paris.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness, and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening.